What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. Today, we are talking about my thoughts on my first board meeting. Let's hop into it. So, as many of you know, Morning Brew was involved in a transaction a few months ago where the majority of our business was acquired by Insider, the company that owns Business Insider, Business Insider Intelligence, eMarketer, and then the holding company of Insider is Axel Springer, this large German media conglomerate. And what I want to do is lay out for you what I was expecting in my first board meeting. And you know, this is a normal thing. When you go through an acquisition, you'll have different approval processes, you'll have typically quarterly board meetings. But I think it's always interesting to reflect on what you expect something to be like beforehand and what it actually is once you've experienced it. It's almost like this thing I feel like that everyone can relate to in the COVID environment right now is someone new starts at your company. You talk to them every day. You have this expectation of how tall they're going to be and then play this fun little game that when you meet them in person, their height is wildly different than what you expected. Kind of went like that for me. So here's what I was expecting. I knew that we were going to have a quarterly board meeting. I knew that it was going to be digital, given that we're in a world pandemic. From just my experiences hearing about board meetings and probably watching too much business-related TV and movies, I was expecting something relatively formal, where there would be a formal presentation, there would be a Q&A at the end with some like really hard questions. I thought that maybe I should dress up for the first time in like ever or since I left Wall Street, where I would wear a blazer or something nice. And, you know, I wasn't sure if we would be grilled with questions, if there would be pushback. But I know just from hearing about board meetings, I picture in my mind this like large office, super long bowling alley type office. You have an oval oak table with a bunch of people at it. It's really serious. It's really buttoned up. That's what was in my head. Now, let me walk you through what actually happened. None of that happened, actually. The first thing, my reaction to this board meeting is it made me that much more excited about our choice to partner with Insider and the broader Axel Springer family. I can just tell they're going to be such supportive partners and incredible intellectual sparring partners in the years to come. And obviously, just like any relationship, a relationship with a co-founder, a relationship with a significant other, when you decide to go through something major, like an acquisition, you have to feel really confident about the company, but more specifically, the people at the top of the company that you've partnered with. And I feel more confident and energized than ever before with the senior leadership at Insider and just the incredible partners that are going to be to us. So here's how it actually went down. I didn't wear a blazer. I wore exactly what I'm wearing now for you. For those of you that are listening, I wore a J.Crew t-shirt. It has this little front pocket that has lines on it. I wore a hat. I have sweatpants on the bottom, no shoes or socks. This is like my COVID uniform. There was a lot of laughing. It felt like the perfect balance of informing our new partners about the future of the business while also keeping it lighthearted. And what I would say is like on brand for our two companies, which means like not super stiff, not super dry, like getting shit done in an effective and efficient manner, but also having fun while doing it. Because what's the point if we're not having fun? It wasn't this really stiff presentation of slides and then a Q&A at the end. It was more of this like ever-evolving ongoing conversation where we would be presenting slides. There would be a question about a slide. There would be kind of like this 1 to 2 minute tangential conversation about something on a slide. And then we would keep the train moving. So it wasn't like slide, 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 and then Q&A. It was more like slide, question, answer, slide, slide, question, answer. That was kind of like the dance that the conversation had. What we covered, obviously, I can't go into the details of exactly what we talked about in the meeting, but it's all the things that you'd expect in a board meeting and that we also cover in Morning Brew's quarterly all hands. History of the company, why we're doing what we do, not just how we're doing or what we're doing, what we do. A quick summary of the last few years of the business, 2017 through 2019. Walking them through the business performance this year, qualitatively and quantitatively. And then finishing with a bang, like what are our expectations and plan for 2021, quantitatively and qualitatively, and why are we so excited for the future? And it's this weird feeling where I feel like people talk about how after an acquisition, there's going to be this like stuff that you dread, like board meetings, approval processes. But honestly, I feel like a lot of these conversations are like Austin and I are talking to ourselves, but 20 years more experienced and more wise. It's this treat now where we get the undivided attention of senior leaders at Insider. We get to learn from them. We get to be asked smart questions by them. They make us think harder about the work we're doing, and we get to laugh with them. And it's this type of thing. It, like, not that I feel guilty about it, but I feel weird about it. Where as like a just a student of life, I am excited by our board meetings now because I think it is going to make Austin and I wildly smarter about how we think about Morning Brew and growing Morning Brew to be a $1 billion company. And so while you specifically as a professional may have not experienced a board meeting yet, to me, my learning from the board meeting is a learning that's wildly transferable, which is we as human beings are like these story making and picture making machines. And we have these images and expectations of what something will be based on what we've heard, based on what we've watched, based on all of this like information that has entered our body for, you know, our life up until this point. And then what we realize is that when we actually experience the thing that we have so many preconceived notions of, we realize in a lot of cases how off we were about what that experience actually turns out to be. And that was this board meeting for me. I had all these, you know, wild ideas of how stiff it would be, how it would be stressful, how it'd be serious, how I'd have to wear a suit and tie. And it was like none of those things. And I'm sure Founders Journal listeners can point to many points of their life where they created this aura or this like fear around something that they hadn't yet experienced. And once they experience it, they're like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, I actually like that. Oh, that's wildly different from what I was expecting. So I'd push you as a listener to think about where has that been in your life? And what do you think it is that causes us to create these crazy stories before we ever have the facts or experience something for ourselves? Thank you as always for listening to Founders Journal. I love my listeners so much. As always, if you have feedback for the show, you have questions for the show, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. 2021 is going to be an incredible year. It's going to be a banner year for the show. And so I'd love to hear from my listeners and hear from you what we can do to make it better for 2021 to be amazing. Thanks everyone, and have a great weekend. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.